Welcome to Press TV's special coverage of the ongoing Israeli war on Gaza. As we speak, the Israeli army is launching a ground invasion into the besieged Gaza Strip. The Israeli media has said thousands of soldiers are being backed by tanks and bulldozers, and they have entered the Palestinian territory. Right now, the death toll stands at least 247. A 5-month-old baby is among the dead. We just got that breaking news of an elderly person also being killed. Nearly 1,900 people have been injured so far. And the Israeli army has also called up thousands of reservists for the military operation. Let's first cross over to the Gaza Strip, speak to our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, you're standing by there and you've been covering this. The ground invasion was a matter of time and it is now underway. Tell us a bit more about what's going on. I do understand that journalists have been asked to evacuate hotels, etc. as well.
Well, Kenny, let me start with this. Just happened a few minutes ago. Israeli Air Force carried out 4 airstrikes on Gaza City, not far from the office. 3 of them hit an apartment building, a 15-story apartment building near my house. As far as we can see from the office building, the top floors were heavily damaged. The same building was hit 2 days ago. Ambulance sirens are wailing, and fire trucks are hitting there. We still don't know whether there were fatalities from that latest Israeli airstrike. But back to your question about the ground invasion, hundreds of Israeli tanks are still stationed in the so-called buffer zone east of the Gaza Strip, from all the way from Rafah in the south towards Beth Lahia and Beth Hanun in the north. They've been firing hundreds of tank shells and opening their heavy machine guns towards people's homes in that area. So basically, they're still there. They haven't penetrated deep inside the Gaza Strip itself. They're on the edges of the cities in Gaza, but they keep firing their tank shells since the start of the ground invasion. Also, Hamas's military, the Qassam Brigades, has been fighting with some Israeli special forces in North Gaza. Hamas's military, the Qassam Brigades, said they blew up 3 IEDs, improvised explosive devices, against the invading Israeli soldiers in northern Gaza. Yes, some journalists in Gaza, foreign journalists, have left Gaza, fearing for their lives as the situation is getting more dangerous. This is happening while Gaza hospitals are coping with the almost complete outage of medicines, antibiotics, hospital supplies, and hospital disposable and surgical supplies. Meanwhile, Rafah, Egypt continues to close the Rafah crossing, and the Israeli crossing with Gaza is also closed.
Right now, Ashraf, as this ground invasion is underway, what is the main aim of the Israelis as they continue to bombard Gaza and send forces into it? Is this a land grab? Is this a genocide? What's going on?
Well, Kaliz, you have to go back to last month, when on June the 12th, when 3 Israeli settlers were missing in the West Bank. Immediately, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Hamas was responsible for this, and they wanted to end Hamas's control of the Gaza Strip. Basically, all what Israel wants is to end Hamas's rule of the Gaza Strip and take and remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. This is what Israel said from the beginning.
Okay, Press TV's Ashraf Shannon there, reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thank you for that update there. Now, to discuss the situation a bit further, we're also being joined by Eric Draitzer. He's the founder of StopImperialism.com, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Mr. Draitzer, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. I'd like to get your opinion, if I may, first of all, on this ground incursion, invasion, if I may say, of Gaza. What do you make of it?
Well, it seems to me that we have yet another example among many examples in recent years of Israeli opportunism. The Israelis are using a very small window of time that they have in the midst of a number of world conflicts, in the midst of many other important stories which are happening, including the tragic plane being shot down or crashing in eastern Ukraine, including the situation in Iraq, including the developments in Syria. Amidst all of this, Israel escalates what is undoubtedly an sort of, I guess we should call it what it is, a colonial and imperial war against the people of Gaza. Now, I think we should dispense with some of the formalities and some of the niceties in the interests of time here. Every single action that the Israeli military is taking in Gaza, from the bombings to the invasion and every subsequent action from there on, is a war crime. This is undoubtedly collective punishment, undoubtedly a violation of the Nuremberg principles and international law. So I think that there really is no argument on that point. I think what we do need to be aware of, though, is what Israel's agenda is in this and why the ground invasion and why now. Certainly, their intent is always to stifle any kind of progress, be it political progress or economic progress in Gaza and among the Palestinian people more generally. Their desire was to break any unity government that might develop, destroy the infrastructure. All of this we know. But we also need to be aware of the developments in neighboring Syria and neighboring Iraq, not only with ISIS, but also with some of the other groups that are fighting there. Israel keeps a very close eye on what's happening next door. And Israel knows a window of opportunity when it sees one. And it seems to me that Israel is seizing upon a very small window of opportunity to exert maximum punishment on the Palestinian people, to gain whatever kind of concessions they can, and generally to force the people of Gaza into a corner as if they haven't already been in a corner for ever so long.
Okay, also joining us is Eva Bartlett from Ontario on the line. She's a solidarity activist and freelance journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, I would like to get your opinion, if I may. This move, as according to Israel, is to root out Hamas and destroy its military capabilities. Basically, what they're saying is that they want to squash any form of resistance. Wouldn't you agree?
That's what they're saying, but in reality, when you look at it, with 80% of the casualties, civilians who have been murdered, many of them in their homes, others in hospitals and medical centers, medics being attacked, the Israelis using chemical weapons, allegations of white phosphorus, recent reports of chlorine gas possibly having been used, Norwegian doctor Mads Gilbert noting that dime, a banned weapon, has been used, all of these things, and that yesterday's slaughter of four children from the Bakr family who were on the beach in Gaza City. Now, all of these things point to the fact that Israel is not targeting Hamas so much as they're targeting the civilian population. And this is something they've done in 2009, in 2012, and in prior assaults on Gaza. And Israeli leadership has clearly stated recently and in the past their intent to bomb Gaza back to the Stone Ages. To bomb Gaza's infrastructure, to completely destroy it. So this seems less like something, an attempt to so-called root out Hamas military capability, and more an intent to continue their collective punishment on the people of Gaza. Along with this, of course, we have to remember that for the past 8 years, Israel has been imposing a draconian siege on Palestinians of Gaza, not allowing exports, not allowing, restricting greatly imports, attacking farmers, attacking fishers, and keeping the borders closed. So again, all of these things together, point out the fact that it's not about the so-called Hamas rockets. It's about destroying Gaza, destroying the population's ability to be self-sufficient, let alone just to survive the bare minimum. The water supply is 95% undrinkable, and Israel has recently attacked both water infrastructure and sewage infrastructure, let alone other critical infrastructure in the Gaza Strip.
Right. Now, Mr. Dreitzer, the IDF spokesperson has said that this invasion of Gaza is not, quote-unquote, bound by time. How do you interpret that?
It's quite simple, really. The Israeli military wants to keep this as open-ended as possible so that they can have maximum leverage in whatever negotiations come thereafter, so that they can exert maximum leverage over Hamas, over the Palestinian Authority, and most specifically over any mediation that might take place, whether it's Egypt or another party. The Israelis are interested in power politics, and they're interested not only in continuing the collective punishment of the people of Gaza, they're interested in breaking Palestinian resistance entirely in whatever form that may take. And we can have political disagreements as to the nature of the resistance in Gaza, as to whether or not it's effective or ineffective or whatever. But the fact of the matter remains, the resistance is legitimate, Israeli occupation is illegitimate, and Israeli war crimes are taking place every hour, every day that this continues. And so the notion of the IDF keeping this without a timetable and open-ended means that they can keep the Palestinians over a barrel for as long as they possibly can. And remember, there is no real strategic objective for Israel. In any war, in any conflict, there must be some sort of a strategic objective. In this case, there really is none. Israel already occupies Gaza without having its so-called boots on the ground. It occupies with a siege, with control over the maritime traffic and over the air traffic. And so Israel wants to maintain the status quo. They want to break any political formation, and they want to do so while occupying and exerting maximum punishment on the Palestinians. Remember, this is not simply about killing Palestinians. It's about killing their resistance. It's about killing